Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. The invalidity of the claim that objecting to evolution stems from a standard psychological unease. Darwinists claim that people object to evolution on emotional grounds, for which reason they constantly encounter a diametrically opposite opinion. The fact is, however, that this claim is completely unrealistic. The only reason why adherents of creation oppose evolution is that the theory is an enormous fraud. The way that adherents of evolution have turned people away from belief in Allah by supporting a fraud for the past 150 years is an effort to forcibly convince people of a lie. They deceive the entire world through a dictatorship using false evidence, specious accounts, and misusing science. Although science shows the exact opposite, the Darwinists in question seem to be forgetting one very important fact that we have set out many times before. If evolution were true, meaning if there were any evidence on Earth supporting evolution, if millions of transitional fossils had been found, and if it had been proved that protein could come into being spontaneously, and that species do turn into one another, then the first people to admit that Allah created living things through evolution would be the adherents of creation. If evolution were true, then again it would be the adherents of creation who show the world the evidence of this in giant books, who hold exhibitions displaying the fossil records, and hold conferences all over the world telling people of that fact. If there were any such evidence, then creationists would embrace this even more closely and bring the matter up even more loudly than evolutionists. But there is no such evidence anywhere on Earth. Evolution is totally devoid of evidence. In addition to its being bereft of evidence, all scientific information constantly refutes evolution. In short, science conflicts with evolution. The objection to evolution on the part of proponents of creation does not, therefore, stem from any psychological unease or ideological feeling. The reason for their objection is that evolution is a lie. That the whole world is being deceived through a lie, that people are being deliberately turned away from belief in Allah in an organized manner through a lie. The reason why evolutionists' objections are constantly and persistently refuted is in order to be able to disprove a lie, to be able to show people the truth, because every word spoken for the sake of supporting evolution is a lie. All the evidence shown by science indicates that Allah created and creates life in a single moment. The scientific evidence confirms creation as revealed by Allah in the Quran. In other words, that our Lord performs creation through issuing the command be. All Darwinists can actually see that fact. It is therefore, in fact, Darwinists who suffer from ideological unease, who espouse an irrational lie rather than admitting the truth, and who are engaged in a desperate struggle against it. www.harunyahya.com